5 years ago in 2007, state epidemiologist Craig Humbaugh says there were fewer than 50 whooping cough cases in Kentucky. Just over 6 months into 2012, Humbaugh says the number of cases exceeds 170.
I think we're on track potentially to have, you know, our biggest year ever in terms of pertussis cases in the last 10 years that we've tracked cases.
Health officials are promoting vaccinations against whooping cough. If infected, very young children can develop serious health complications. Madison County Health Department spokeswoman Christy Green says not all whooping cough patients know the nature of their illness.
It may be pertussis or whooping cough, but we're not thinking of that or being checked for that. And in that process, then we're infecting others with this illness that's potentially dangerous for babies.
Green says informing Kentucky's Spanish-speaking population about whooping cough presents challenges. She says spreading the word within that community is partly the responsibility of the Kentucky Outreach and Information Network. Reporting for WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson. Reporting for Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Stu Johnson.